Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Some foul-mouthed puppets behaving in degenerate ways provides the gimmick in the one-joke movie, The Happy Time Murders. Jim Henson's son, Brian Henson, takes his puppetry skills into the R-rated realm with this raunchy and vulgar comedy. Melissa McCarthy plays a police detective who reunites with her former puppet partner to find a serial killer targeting stars from a 1980s TV puppet show. The shock value quickly wears thin in what is basically an overextended TV sketch. The Happy Time Murders is understuffed. The prison escape adventure Papillon is based on the best-selling autobiography and the classic 1973 movie version that starred Steve McQueen and Dustin Hoffman. Charlie Hunnam plays a French safecracker who's sent to Devil's Island on a trumped-up murder charge. He befriends a forger, played by Rami Malek, who comes to depend on him. The sweeping and harrowing story is well-produced and skillfully acted and vividly portrays the brutality of the old French colonial system. For those unfamiliar with the original, it's a workmanlike, if uninspired, survival story. Puzzle is an extremely low-key romance about a repressed housewife, played by Kelly MacDonald, who breaks out of her rut by exploiting her jigsaw puzzle skills. She meets and has a fling with her wealthy Indian-American puzzle partner, played by Irfan Khan. MacDonald is so believable that you may well forgive some of the movie's lapses, including a lack of romantic chemistry between the stars. Also opening this week, AXL is a sci-fi fantasy about a boy and his robotic dog. Far From the Tree is a documentary about parenting children with special needs. Beautifully Broken is a faith-based true story shot in South Africa. Nico, 1988, is a drama about the latter years of a once popular British singer. And Summer of 84 is a coming-of-age horror entry. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.